Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
And good morning, everybody. It's Freedom Friday here on Political Coffee. And you know what that means? It means you have the opportunity to call to talk about anything politically you want to talk about. Doesn't matter what it is. It's got to be political. And this is your day. Because we take the phone calls fast and furious. So if you're on your way to work or maybe just got something burning down in your soul and you want to get it off your chest, this is your day. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Or send me an email to jeff@kslm.news or jeff@1220.am. Oh, goody. Joe Biden's going to make remarks at 1 p.m. Eastern time. Let's see. That's 10 o'clock our time, right? Oh, goody. He's going to talk all about Afghanistan. And then he's going back on vacation. Because, you know, we got thousands and thousands of Americans, apparently, who cannot get into the airport to be flown out of the airport of Kabul. And we're not going out to rescue them, according to the Secretary of Defense. But yet, guess who is? The British and the French have forces there also, and they're going out to get their people. Why aren't we doing that? Makes you kind of wonder, doesn't it? Yeah, it ought to. Emails. Maybe you want to talk about that. Maybe you want to talk about Kate Brown now saying, oh, hey, you know what? Teachers, school staff, all healthcare providers in Oregon, you've got to get the shot. Well, how's that going to play out? Is the teachers union going to fight that, or are they going to fall in line and say, yeah? I mean, already all nurses, the Oregon Nurses Association, which is originally said, nah, we're disagreeing with that. Well, the National Association supported Biden's call for that. Maybe you want to talk about that. Maybe you want to talk about Oregon City denying a homeless permit, saying it's not our problem. And then the anti-mandate protesters pushed part of the Klamath County School Board down in Klamath County outside. Why? Because there was too many people there. Maybe you want to talk about the Smoke and Mirrors rally that's going to happen today in Portland. All about the community taking a stand against violence. And you know what that's going to be aimed at. None of it's going to be about Antifa. It'll all be about right-wing groups. You wait. Maybe you want to talk about that. Maybe you want to talk about that coffee shop assault suspect. You know, the guy that you see on camera punching and decking the female, the black guy, who gets released time and time again. Well, guess what? He got released again. No kidding. How about maskless crowd that shut down the West Lynn Wilsonville school board meeting? Want to talk about that? Or how about the Oregon National Guard that is going to start helping hospitals today? You know, because that's what the guard is trained for, right? You know, the guard's trained for answering the telephones of the Oregon Unemployment Department because they couldn't do it themselves. But the guard wasn't trained for stopping the rioting in downtown Portland. Isn't that what the Democrats told us? That's what the governor said. So my stupid National Guard, and the guy's stupid. He's a lawyer, but I'm sorry to you lawyers. Marty Wilde, who's a National Guard lawyer out of Eugene, happens to be my state representative. Yeah. He said, well, the Guard's not trained for that, you know, for stopping the rioting. But he was praising the Guard being trained and helping out with what? Answering the telephones at the employment department. And now the Guard, of course, which actually is trained to some extent to help hospitals, is helping out because they're overwhelmed. And they keep telling us they're overwhelmed with the unvaccinated. Is that true? Do you still buy that? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. I'll take your phone calls. You want to just let loose on anything? This is your opportunity. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talking. And Barbara sent me an email about my governor's candidate. She says, did I hear correctly that you introduced a candidate at a recent Linn County Republican women's meeting? Yes, you heard me correctly. So is it the long-awaited announcement of the governor's candidate? It's not the formal announcement. That's going to happen September 8th. It's going to happen downtown Portland. Specifically, the Multnomah County Courthouse. She said, perhaps I missed a discussion on your show. Noted in Watchdog that a Tim Harold has announced. That's not the person. Let's go to the phones. We'll start first with Kathy, and then we'll go on to another caller. Kathy, good morning. What do you have to say? Welcome.
Good morning. I can't get Afghanistan off my mind, but that's not what I want to talk about, but I did want to mention it. This is about the vaccine mandate for school. What is it? The educators, everybody that has to do with schools and daycares. They're saying that if you get the vaccine, you can still get it. You can still spread it. The only thing that they're saying that it helps you with is so maybe you won't get so sick. But Kate was all like, yesterday was all like, this is for the children, so they don't, we have to protect the children. Well, the only person that's being protected from a vaccine, from what I'm gathering, is the individual that gets the vaccine. Everybody else is still susceptible to anything they might have. This is a perfect example, I think, of why people are reluctant to get it. Because they're not making any sense.
Precisely. And that is, this is what they're meeting. Or they're just misunderstanding. The average, look, the spin merchants of the government, whether it's Kate Brown or it's Joe Biden, folks, the story has changed. The vaccines, remember, Kathy, originally the vaccines were going to keep you from getting COVID.
Yeah.
And now, since that's been disproven, now they're saying, well, you know, it's gonna make it so that it's less damaging to you. In fact, three U.S. senators came down with COVID that are fully vaccinated. And that's exactly what one of them said. It's another lie. Because natural immunity, which, by the way, Kathy, people refuse. These government agencies, including Kate Brown, refuse to make allowances for people who have already been exposed that have natural immunity. This is what needs to happen. Kathy, thank you. Thank you for pointing that out, because that's 100% correct. Let's go on to Bill. Bill, good morning. What do you have to say to him on Freedom Friday?
Good morning. I'm a healthcare worker, and my job's on the line right now. I have a decision to make. defy my place of employment or get the jab, which will not happen. There is nobody in this world that has a right to tell me what to put in my body. Nobody, especially in the United States. Our Constitution protects us from people putting things in our body. It's our choice. My body, my choice. This is a ridiculous, and Kate Brown needs to be arrested. She is a tyrannical totalitarian, and she needs to be arrested. I stand on the corner of Marion Bridge and Commercial every now and then with my sign, Arrest Kate Brown. The other day, yesterday, I had a doctor, who I know is a doctor, flip me off and cuss me out. This is ridiculous. These doctors need to stop worrying about vaccines and worry about therapeutics. The science does not say the virus is going to kill us. The science says we are going to live and we will not die. You have a better chance of dying on Highway 22 or the interstate than you do the virus. And that's all I have to say.
Well said, and thanks for standing out there with a sign and standing up for what you believe. So, Bill, just, I feel for you, man. So what are you going to do?
Well, because I'm a multi-talented person and my field of expertise is wide, I probably will be leaving a place that I actually enjoyed working at that won't stand up for its employees and tell Kate Brown no. I'm going to have to go find another job, and which is fine. I can start over. I can actually probably make more money at another job, but that's not the point. The point is I was happy where I was at. I'm happy doing what I do, taking care of my buildings. I'm a maintenance man, and because I'm a maintenance man, I fall under healthcare worker. But you can't run a building if you don't have maintenance men. I'm sorry. The doctors cannot take care of patients if they don't have nurses. This is complete BS, and it needs to stop, and we need to arrest Kate Brown. She needs to be held accountable for everything she has done. She's hurting people. She's hurting families. My fiance, who's also in the medical field, is totally losing it right now. She does not know what to do. She's going to lose everything she has. She's worked 23 years to provide for our family and gave everything to the facility, her life. And they are crapping on her, and they're letting Kate Brown do this. And I am very livid about this. And I pray, I don't normally do this, but I wish the worst on Kate Brown. I'm sorry. That's not very Christian or Bible-like, but I wish the worst on that woman. She is horrible.
Yeah, she needs a lot of prayer, to be sure, and she's not a nice person. Thank you, Bill. I feel for you.
Thank you.
Caller that's on the line, we're at the break, so hang on, if you would, a couple of minutes, and we'll get to you right on the other side of the break. Folks, I just want to remind you, even though it's cool for a day or two, it's going to get hot again. Freedom Heating and Air can make you comfortable in your home. Check out their website, freedomheatingandair.net. They're really good at coming out to you quickly if things go wrong. It's one of the things they pride themselves on. They've got great discounts for veterans and for senior citizens. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. Yeah, Kate Brown has a lot to answer for, that's for sure, because, well, people are sick of it. And people, and he said it right. It's his body. No one has the right to tell you what you put in your body. Is he right about that?
I think he is.
Back in a moment. Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car. It is Freedom Friday. That means here on Political Coffee that you can call and talk about whatever you want to talk about today. It doesn't have to be what I'm talking about. Whatever's in your soul that you need to get out, like Bill. I mean, you got to truly feel for Bill and the choices that he and his fiancée are having to make. They're not alone. There's probably others of you that are in the same way. Freedom Friday, what do you want to talk about? It's 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at kslm.news. Let's go back to our caller who held on through the break. Good morning. How are you, and what do you have to say on Freedom Friday? Hey, good morning. Hey, good morning.
Hi, Jeff. Great. Hey, like your last caller, I, too, am going to have to make a decision. My wife has autoimmune deficiency. If I get Jeff, I can no longer have a physical relationship with her. She has family and friends in health care who have already had this or that shot, but she can no longer hug them because of the way that the machete goes bonk the shot. So, yeah, I'm not sure what I'm going to do.
So, will you try, if you choose to resign because of a mandate and because your employer can't accommodate you any other way, will you try to remain in Oregon and find a job, or will you go to another state?
I may just have to take early retirement.
Well, I mean, I can't blame you for that either. But at some point, it means that many of the places that we go to, because here's where I think we're headed. I think we're headed to this place where Kate is going to force businesses to show that we have to show our vaccine passport. That's what I think. That's where we're headed. And I think that is the ultimate insult. And it is the ultimate unconstitutional behavior. It's just as bad as mandating that you have to have a shot. Nothing in the Constitution gives Kate Brown or anybody else the ability to do that.
Similar situation to your brother. We're now having weekly testing. Apparently that's off the table, but you can only afford that for so long. We're all being forced into this. And the people that preach tolerance are going exactly in the opposite direction, dividing. And we've already had COVID, so we do have immunity. Of course,
see, that,
science,
therein lies, I think, the chink in Kate Brown's armor. Is if you have natural immunity and there's no provision for this, that I think is the chink, is that is the successful course of action to a judge, a federal judge, saying to Kate Brown, you can't do this. That's what has to happen. Hey, thank you, man. I'm sorry that you're having to face this circumstance.
Well,
I appreciate
you.
It. All right.
Thank
I
you
appreciate
ready,
you listening.
You
know, and thank you for calling. All right. Let's move on to the next caller. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning. Your words today on Freedom Friday. Go.
Hey, Jeff. The world's going to hell in a handbasket, is it not? I mean, Afghanistan, Chinese have now recognized the Taliban as a legitimate government. And they're going to be, supporting them. How ridiculous. All the equipment that we left there, the Chinese are going to get their hands on. America is not safe. As far as the jab and everything going on, you know, I called you yesterday. My daughter's in the same situation. There are people out there that are not going to get the jab. And we're going to start losing medical facilities because they don't have enough employees to run these doggone locations. I mean, management at where my daughter works has said this. We support you, but these are the things that are going to happen. They're not going to have enough nurses. They're not going to have enough support staff like my daughter is. She works in accounting and stuff. It's horrible, Jeff. And the simple fact of the matter is Kate Brown and our illustrious president don't give a dang about us, because you look at their bottom line, I'll bet you Kate Brown's reaping in money because she has stock in these dang companies that are producing the vaccine and stuff. So why would she cut her throat and make less money There's so much corruption, Jeff. It's just ridiculous. I am so pissed off at our country. The Republicans are not standing up as much as they should be, holding people accountable for ruining people's lives and our country.
Yep, you're right about that. Art, I got to let you go because you got to move on to Rich before we get to the bottom of the hour break. Thank you. Art, yeah, let's move on to Rich. Rich, good morning. And your thoughts, Eddie, on Freedom Friday. You got a minute and a half.
Okay. The one gentleman was talking about, you were, since this so-called shot only alleviates the pain of the virus but does not help you in any other way, why not use ivermectin for about $13 for one? And it does exactly the same thing. There's another one called Fluoxamin that does the same thing. The other thing, too, is are our rhino Republicans in the Senate going to do anything other than help her raise taxes and cause us problems again on this September 20th opening? They seem to be very fragmented, and they don't really care as long as they get their way. And I guess we have to come up with a new party or something. And as far as Afghanistan's concerned, well, we got some people in there that want to destroy the U.S., also known as Biden and the Democrats. And people have to start waking up to the idea that Democrats are not your friends. And when are the cops going to start coming down and arresting you for not having your vaccine passport?
Well, I'll tell you this, and Rich, good questions to ask. Everybody ought to be thinking about it, and I think a lot of Americans are. A lot of Oregonians are. And I think this is everything Kate Brown has done here is a political game changer. As she continues to demand and force vaccinations on people, I think it continues to damage the Democrat Party. And I have an email put out by, rather a statement put out by the Tillamook County Sheriff about Kate Brown. You want to hear it. We'll talk about it on the other side of this break. 6:30 in the morning. Hey, Bill, Jeanette, and Walt took a picture of you standing with your sign, and they tell you they love you. Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
That's right, my friends. It is Freedom Friday. It's your opportunity to call and talk about whatever you want to talk about today politically. 503-589-1220 is that Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220, or shoot me an email to jeff at 1220.am or jeff at kslm.news. Philip writes about vaccine mandates. Both my wife and I work in healthcare and are now faced with the possibility of losing our jobs. The initial mandate was going to allow testing, which I still opposed because they aren't going to test everyone. They were only going to test the people that actually got a shot. So if you had natural immunity, it wouldn't matter. They were still going to test you. This shows that they're not actually trying to help patients or stop the spread. They're just trying to create a division between vaccinated and unvaccinated. The hospital systems decided to offer bonuses for our performance last year. However, some hospital systems are going to be paying the bonuses in October, after the people that refuse to get vaccinated have already been fired. Way to save a buck. I hope that all healthcare workers hold on to their jobs to the very last moment, because make them fire you to collect your unemployment and be eligible for a lawsuit for wrongful termination or whatever grounds to fight back on this. Last year, it was the small business owners in the lockdowns getting the shaft. Now it's healthcare. They're going to continue to battle over our kids and use any COVID wave to try to gain authority over us. So we need to stop it now. Well said. We do. And it's, folks, this is going to break down to two things. People like Philip and others And caller, I'm going to get to you in just a moment. Standing up for the first time politically, coming out and being active and attending rallies and saying no. And lawsuits that are going to go to the courts. At some point, this goes to the Supreme Court, and I think quickly, and it ought to go quickly. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to our next caller. Caller, good morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Jeff. How are you today?
Fantastic.
Jeff, this vaccine passport feels like almost a mark of the beast in biblical terms, where you can't even do anything without the mark of the beast unless you show you've got a shot and all this stuff. I hope I'm wrong, but it kind of feels like a mark of the beast. What do you think?
I think it's potentially that it could be. I think it could lead to that. But here's what worries me about this. Look at how many people bought into, because of fear, because of not knowing what COVID was, bought into staying at home, bought into having to wear masks. And now, look, 70% of our population is vaccinated by their choice. People are far too willing to accept being told what to do. That's what worries me. That's what scares me about the future of our republic, let alone religious viewpoints like the Mark of the Beast, which I think is coming. And I think that this opens the door. The fact that people have said, okay, I'll accept whatever you tell me to do because I'm afraid. That's what worries me.
Yes. I hope we're wrong, but we'll keep everybody in prayers. If not, there's going to be an uprising like this country's never seen, and people are just tired of it. It's gone far enough. It's time.
You're right. They are tired of it. And I think you're right. I think there's going to be an uprising, and I don't think it's going to be a good one. But you know what? Remember what Thomas Jefferson said, folks. The tree of liberty, from time to time, must be refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants.
I always say it's time to thin the herd.
It is. And herd immunity, those of us that are immune. All right, thanks. I appreciate it. Let's go to Kim, who's on the line. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220. Hey, good morning. What's on your mind today?
Can you hear me?
I can. Go for it.
Okay, so just as a side note, that's not why I called, but the mark of the beast is going to be economic in order for us to be able to buy, sell, and trade. So this is definitely not the mark of the beast. But I decided as a business owner and as a salon hairstylist, because I look into the way from the customers and in talking with my doctor twice, I did get the vaccine, and it was a very hard decision, but he did say it's gotten political. And yesterday I had a nurse in my salon who works at the hospital. She said the ER is full of people, and other parts of the hospital are full of COVID patients. I think they're at 86 right now. The staff is exhausted, and 96% of them are people who have not been vaccinated. So I was very nervous about the vaccine, but the other thing is the leader of my church, who I believe in, is a former world-renowned heart surgeon, and he said, let's do everything we can to end the pandemic. And he said that vaccines have been known to save lives. Another thing is I asked this nurse, and I have several customers that work at the hospital that are nurses, so I've investigated this as deeply as possible. As far as the medications out there that save lives, she said the very best one is zithromycin, because it's an antibiotic and anti-inflammatory. And if we wanted hydroxychloroquine, we could get it from oranges, grapefruits, and tonic water, seltzer water. It has it in it. So she said, have the actual fruit, not just the juices, and that it's naturally in our foods. So that there are a lot of negative side effects, and I was looking at the ivermectin and Regeneron and hydroxychloroquine, and she said people can go blind, they can have heart problems if it's not given in the right doses. So the ones like ivermectin is something you would give to a horse, and our concentration would be way different for a human being.
Those are, I think, probably all accurate. and correct. I think I did not know that you could get the, I guess, the basic natural compound of hydroxychloroquine from fruits or from tonic water. That's news to me.
Yes, and in our family, I just had one for the first time yesterday, and I mix it with Myo Energy, which has got a lot of the B vitamins, and I also take zinc every day. And it tasted really good with the flavored water, so I really liked it. anyway, we just add our own natural flavors to it, but I didn't like the idea of the vaccine, but I didn't have any negative side effects of it, and I do believe as a business owner in keeping the public safe, and because I work inches away from my customers, I have people that are very vulnerable, and it could shut down my business. So I had to make a very hard decision, and I've had people sit in my chair and say they would never come back to me again if I didn't get it. Then I have other people saying that I'm taking on the mark of a beast, but I really believe that will be an economic thing that will hit us, that it'll be something, because I believe the dollar is crashing, and we need to be prepared in other ways to, but that's my understanding is that is going to be an economic thing.
All right, Kim, thank you. That's interesting. But the most important thing here is you had a choice, and you made a choice. You were not mandated for it. And I still think that's the important thing here. In America, this is our birthright, for lack of a better term. I mean, it really is.
Definitely.
Thank you, Kim. Thanks for sharing that with us. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. So what's on your mind? What do you want to talk about? I want to talk about for a moment about Pfeiffer Roofing and this incredibly great new product they have called RoofMax. And it really is a great product that can save you a lot of money instead of having to put on a new roof. Now, it depends on what shape your asphalt shingles are in. And this product, RoofMax, which you can only get from Pfeiffer Roofing, is made from soybeans. And what it does, they spray it on your roof and it permeates asphalt shingles specifically. And it rejuvenates them. It gives them longer life. So go to PfeifferRoofing.com. You can watch a video on it. It's right there on the homepage when you go to the website. Click on that, and you can watch a video, and you can understand what this product is and how it may really benefit you. Pfeiffer Roofing will come out and give you a free estimate. They'll look at your roof. They'll look at everything in your roof, and they'll tell you if your roof is a good candidate for this. Pfeiffer Roofing. Call them at 503-647-4725. Let's go back to the phones, and we'll get to Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning.
One of the most difficult things about this is that there's an active desire on the part of the left to suppress alternate voices, and there are many, many, many scientists and researchers and doctors and nurses who are being suppressed. And the information is hard to get out, but ivermectin is being also hydroxychloroquine are being suppressed. The medical community is being told lies. The ivermectin has been approved by the FDA since 1990, and hydroxychloroquine since about, I don't know the date, it's about 1950 or 60, somewhere in there. And it's both of them have very low amounts of side effects and are very safe. And they have an immediate action of lowering the, on the first dose, of lowering the amount of virus in the body to almost zero. And then you take a few more doses, and then you're done. And it's very inexpensive. And I just heard on the Alex Jones show a couple of days ago that India was having this huge outbreak, and that was in the news. But what isn't in the news is that India began to issue ivermectin because their government is not in bed with the companies that are pushing this. But our government is. That's one of the things that came out with the Fauci emails, is that Fauci and the government are in bed with the companies, and they are making a ton of money off of the $250 shot that they're giving
everybody with taxpayer money. Gotta go at 6:48. Everybody on the phones and the lines are full. Hang on, I promise I'll get you on the other side. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. We are back. Great to have you with us. It's Freedom Friday. That means you can talk about whatever you want to talk about today. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. I want to remind you, if you're looking for a contractor you can trust, that's Eric Azer, RighteousRenovations.com. Go check out his website, RighteousRenovations.com. You'll see why you can trust him. Let's go quickly to the phones to, I think Rich is next. Rich, quickly, go.
I guess Newsom's put out a mandate for vaccines in the state for all teachers and stuff, required no later than September 6th. So I wonder when Kate Brown's going to get the same word from her handlers and how she's going to distort that. That's it. Bye.
Yeah, well, Newsom's trying to save his governorship because they are voting on his recall right now. And I think Kate probably hears the footsteps of the Newsom recall. Let's go to Larry. Larry, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome today.
Hello. I agree with the one caller. It says Kate Brown needs to be arrested or at least forced to resign, because yesterday in her news conference, these fires over in southeastern Oregon, she didn't say one word about getting those fires out. And I read in the front page of the Statesman that over the weekend, these fires that are north of Detroit went from like 800 or 900 acres, you know, to over 5,000 acres now. And it sounds like they're just doing the bare minimum, you know, to fight them. And I mean, they need to put more effort in than that, you know. And now in California, there was one fire the other day. It said it started from a spark. I didn't hear what the spark was from, and it burned up a whole town. And it's just like Joe Biden doesn't even know that he acts like Oregon and California don't even exist, because he never mentions anything, you know, about these fires. And to me, you know, there must be a shortage of firefighting equipment. You know, they ought to put some effort into getting those factories that build that stuff, if there's a shortage going like 24 hours a day, you know. And I'm sure when these fires in Oregon get more out of control, Kate Brown will put her Cub Scout shirt on with these patches on, go over there and tell these people how sorry that she is, you know, for their houses and businesses and everything getting burned up. Well, someone needs a backbone to stand up to her and tell her, well, you know, she'll offer them these low-cost government loans probably. Say, well, you know, we appreciate your offer, but even though those fires were started by lightning, if these forests have been managed a sensible way like they used to be, there's a good chance that, you know, that fires could have been put out way sooner before it did this much damage. As far as we're concerned, you can take your low-interest government loans and shove them, you know, and put them where the sun don't shine, get back in your car and head back to Salem,
right?
Because you don't care about people any place other than Salem and Portland, you know. And that's about all I got to say. But she's just ruining the whole state of Oregon.
They've
got to do something as soon as possible to get rid of her.
Yep. Yep. Thank you, Larry. I appreciate you calling. Let's move on to Rowan. Rowan, good morning. What do you have to say today?
Good morning, all. That trite phrase, follow the science is another misdirection, because they only talk about getting the jabs or doing some regular COVID-19 tests, but they never suggest getting periodic tests for the antibodies. And if they did that, if people were to do that, it would put the lie to the statement that the antibodies have a short lifespan.
It would, wouldn't it? I mean, I don't trust anything they tell us anymore, because I think this is all political, and I think it's all driven by a lot of other factors, and some of our callers have enumerated what they are. So we'll see. And I think you're right. I think we ought to be able to be tested for antibodies. In fact, I got to tell you, there was a story I saw on TV earlier about how Ron DeSantis in Florida is opening up all of these antibody testing sites. That's what we ought to be doing here, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. May it happen. From your mouth to God's ears.
Thank you, Rowan. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Let's move on to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Yeah, if enough people resign their jobs, there won't be enough people to run the state, not the state buildings, the hospitals. If just thousands of people all resign at the same time, she's got a problem, because they already, the Democrats pumped out all this money and nobody wanted to go to work. Now what's going to happen if they lose tens of thousands of jobs all of a sudden? But also, I'm wondering, is ivermectin, radicerin, all the therapeutics, are they banned in Oregon? Are they technically banned from the hospitals? And is Salem Hospital a city operated? Is it city checks or county checks that go to Salem? Or is that a state hospital?
I think it's city. It's a private hospital, but it is city oriented. I mean,
it gets funding from either the county or the city or the Fed, or not the Fed, but the state. I'm almost sure. But have they forbidden the therapeutics in Oregon? I think they have.
Oh yeah, no, they forbidden Medicaid, Medicare funding. Well, you could be right about that, Glenn. Thank you for the call. And I don't know. The reality is there's way too much to know about, and this is, and with good reason, we don't trust anymore. And truly, with good reason, we don't trust government. And isn't that sad? We need to hold our elected officials accountable. I mean, you hear the frustrations from people today. And it's boiling over, folks. And the more that Kate Brown continues to push this agenda of hers, and frankly, Joe Biden, more people are waking up and saying no. Hey, Walt also sent me an email about the Big Bash number 3, which is Love Wins, Freedom Reigns. It's at the River Church. It starts today at 4:00 in the afternoon. It goes, this evening. It goes till 10:00 in the evening. It's a festival, folks. They're giving away cars. No kidding. They're giving a new car every day. So it runs this evening, tomorrow, and Sunday at the River Church over on Portland Road next to Harbor Freight. Let's go to another caller. Caller, good morning. Welcome. Who are you and what do you have to say? Hey, good morning. Are you there? Can you hear me? Oh, darn it. Okay. So it is what it is. We are... We are where we are, friends. And I just want, this nation is worth fighting for. It's worth praying over. It's worth standing up. We need to stand up, all of us. It's one thing to see the debacle that's happening in Afghanistan, and I do want you to pray for those people, especially the Americans and frankly the Christians that are going to be persecuted. But also, it's this great nation here. We're facing our own persecution here. Pray, stand firm for what you believe. Do not give in. I'll see you Monday. Thank you for all of you for listening. Be blessed. See you Monday.